WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
You can blame Aubrey Urbanowitz for the choice of the topic for this episode of WeatherBrains 101. Last week, she responded to a question about how much snow had fallen in her area with reference to just a skiff. I immediately stood up straight and said, "What?" Even though I grew up in Vermont, where snow comes in large amounts, I'd never heard reference to that measurement. So off to the internet I went to track down the term. I immediately ran into an issue, since it seems to have two variations on the spelling of that word. I found the word may be skiff, as in double F at the end, or it may be skift, as an FT, as the last two letters. Spelling the word with an FT results in almost no hits for most of the mainstream dictionary sites. Using the double F spelling revealed a number of dictionary sites that only show one definition, that of a light rowing boat or sculling boat, typically for one person. But a few dictionaries, in particular the Dictionary of American Regional English, included these definitions: a slight or flying shower of rain or snow, a light fall or sprinkling of snow, a light fall of snow or rarely rain, a thin layer of snow or frost on the ground, or of ice on water. Our friend and colleague in Chicago, Tom Skilling, noted in one of his Ask Tom columns that the origin of the term is not completely clear, but there are some who think it came from the Scottish verb skiff, which means to lightly move across the surface, barely touching it. The term also seems to be used mainly in the northern sections of the United States and in Canada, a fact I can attest to since my 50 years in weather has been contained in the southeastern U.S., and I had never heard the term until it came forth from Aubrey. So the next time we have a dusting of snow in my part of the country, I'm going to refer to it as a skiff and see how much trouble I can cause with that one. And I'll blame it all on Aubrey. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.